That is never a good noise.
I don't know a lot of people looking at there. I'm like, I'm always like, wait a minute. That's exactly what I was thinking. So I was like, oh, crap.
I knew you would. I was like, I wanted to give it away, and I'm not going to tell her. I just want to see if she's panic.
Y'all see how mean she is to me? So mean. So
it wasn't just you. Everybody out there listening was like, wait a minute, is my computer starting?
Oh my god, it glitched. I'm trying to work.
Anyway, that is, of course, yeah, I told y'all I'm falling in love with the whole dubstep thing. That is Windows Dubstep by a hobo. A-H-O-B-H-W. This was one of his first ones. I think he did a good job. He said this was one of his first ones. He did a good job.
Interesting.
If not, it scares the hell out of some people. Somebody just gave up drinking coffee, I'm pretty sure. Mhm. All right. And the tweets have begun.
Yes. Oh, speaking of, I need to open up my Twitter. Twitter, come here, Twitter.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that was actually the text message you tried to send me before the show.
Yay, just now finally showing up. Yes, and then pictures of my one-eyed kitty.
Yes, Ginger is sharing pictures of her kitty with me because I have a new kitty. Kittenatrix is currently on lockdown in the living room. For two.
Matrix is so cute.
She's been interesting last night. Oh, I also forgot to tell you she found a cold cut under the stove. Yeah.
I told you if there was anything, she will find it.
I was rather shocked when I saw her carrying it in her mouth this morning. Where did you get that from? I need to clean under my stove. Yeah. So yeah. I am not a kitty person, y'all. I'm adjusting, and Ginger will tell y'all I was having anxiety yesterday.
She was just a little bit, but it's just a kitty. Just a kitty.
I take my pet adoption seriously, people.
And you should. You should. Pets are a big responsibility. They live a very, very, very long time if all goes well.
Well, see, I'm used to the dogs. I know what to expect from the dog, and I know that if I got it home, it was a puppy last night, different. You know, I know it was going to cry. It probably wasn't going to chew a hole and get out of the box. I wasn't going to wake up and find it sitting on my head, but that's what happened with this one.
I totally didn't even think to mention the box. Yes, my cat will not stay in a box. He will chew a hole through it.
But see, but the meowing did not bother me because, you know, I think puppies are worse when they were that small with the yelping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can hear them. I could barely hear her. You know, every once in a while I hear meow.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I know you're there. Just stay in the box. I need to. But you know, the odd thing is I was saying yesterday, I said, I don't know why I don't have a cat because the cats are nocturnal, and I happen to be very nocturnal. So it would have made sense all these years to have had a cat.
Yeah.
Because I'm always up at night. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, she was not enjoying the whole me doing laundry, none of that. It was, you know, a problem. You cannot go in the room without me. No. I closed the door. Man, it's like, you cannot come in here. There's glitter. Y'all know I'm the craft queen. I got bags of glitter and all kinds of stuff. It's like,
aww, she's like, don't leave me out of here.
Oh, I'm sending her to your house, Ginger. You get your
box. You do that. Do that. I will spoil her rotten. It'll be all good.
When you open up the box and the kitty comes flying out, don't be like, did she really put that cat in here? I did. For Jay Boobs who's listening, let me transition over because yesterday we forgot you. Today, boobs and boobs.
Boobs! Yes, I'm shaking them at you.
Wait a minute. When do we start shaking them?
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to scare you guys this morning,
mm-hmm.
Ginger.
And you should be. Don't.
Put those away.
I know. Apparently we should be. There is all kinds of stuff going on this morning. Yesterday there was like no news. We were having to dig for that stuff. Today there's news.
I'm having the reverse. So what Oh my, I found something interesting that I'm going to be attending this Thursday. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, but it has some, oh.
All right. Well, this first one is interesting to me because y'all know I'm a perv, so this works out great. GamePolitics.com, Sex Education Game Privates wins BAFTA.
Oh, I played Privates, I think.
Did you? I'm jealous.
Wait a minute. Well, go ahead and tell us about it. I'm not sure if I played it. I think I might have.
Okay. Indie game studio Size 5 Games has won a BAFTA for the controversial sex education game Privates. The game won the Learning Secondary BAFTA Award. It's a complete honor and a total shock, says Size 5 Dan Marshall, about winning the coveted award that honors the best and brightest entertainment that the United Kingdom has to offer. I was excited enough about being able to start all my press releases from now on with the words BAFTA nominated. But winning is on a whole other level. He continues, I can't thank BAFTA enough for honoring a tiny studio who made a weird little game. It was a great night, and I'm brimming with pride. To stagger home with one of those oh-so-familiar shiny metal face awards is so surreal and completely magical. Privates is a platform shooter that lets players take control of a squad of condom-hatted Marines as they explore and conquer various reproductive organs in the human body and blast away at monsters that represent bad things such as germs and diseases.
Yeah, I have played it.
Have you played it?
Yes.
All right, so the game was released as a PC title, but never made it to Xbox Live Arcade due to its subject matter.
Yes.
But it's downloadable for free if you want to play it. It's over at size5games.com/private. And I'm still going to download that next.
It is rather fun. It will have you cracking up laughing. You will enjoy playing. It's hilarious. After you get past some of the... Oh, my God, is that what I think it is?
speaking of any of y'all out there who are listening, anybody else get into the Dragon Soul beta? If so, give me a holler. I want somebody to play with.
Dragon Soul? You've been keeping stuff from me, Ginger. You see how they just be signing up for betas? You know what it is. Y'all know what it is. They don't want to write about it, so they tell me after. It's
no
already...
way. It's a PvP. It's PvP MMO.
Whatever. Speaking of new...
Maybe Korean. I'm not for certain. It kind of feels that way.
Speaking of new games, this just popped into my mailbox. It is so new, I haven't even had time to tell them that I'm going to announce their game on our podcast. We usually do that. New game called The Dwarven Invasion. It's the latest Dawn of Fantasy. I'm sorry. But it's a dwarven invasion going on in Dawn of Fantasy. As they're saying, the dwarves have descended on the three realms of the world. They come as friends and foes, traders and conquerors. You can select dwarven mercenaries who will join your armies free of charge, while towns refusing refuge have fallen to dwarven cannons. Players will experience Dawn of Fantasy like never before with a new challenging... You know, I'm going to need y'all to not write words three and four times in one sentence. Just saying. challenging new siege combat opportunities against the dwarves. Discount currently on all dwarven mercenaries hired for the online king from the online kingdom market and the dwarven menu design and soundtrack. Players who purchase the game from the official site, which can be found at shop.reverieworld.com between now and December 5th, will also receive two bonus codes for a $15 value, redeemable for additional free dwarven units. So they're saying, please don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity just in time for the holidays. We will have the rest of this posted up on our website in just a few short moments, so you can go over and check it out, see if you want to play. Got some gorgeous screenshots, all kinds of good stuff. I'm not sure what the game is about, I'm going to tell y'all, but I am intrigued because you said I can hire people to work for me. There is nothing like hiring somebody to work for you and just messing up their head. I'm sorry. I got all excited for a second. I did. I love to hire me some mercenaries. In Skyrim, there's this blue elven chick. Oh, we are wrecking shop all across the hillside. It's just evil. Although your faction doesn't really matter in Skyrim. I don't know whose bright idea that was, Bethesda.
Oh, that? Yeah. All right, Bethesda.
Yeah, if I'm going to pick a side, I want it to show. I want to be having to fight the people that are on the other side all the time, Bethesda.
I know, there was a game. I need to find it. There was an MMO I remember reading about recently. It was...
Okay, we have lost our Ginger. Ginger, hello? Well, we have lost our Ginger, so I'm going to move along. She'll tell us about it when she comes back. She's gone, and she's not going to be happy when she comes back. All right, well, apparently Apple has a new thing called the iTether. Yes, for some strange reason, Apple has approved an app that lets you bypass monthly carrier tethering plans to share your iPhone wireless connection with your computer. It's being called iTether, and the app connects to Mac and Windows software and allows you to share your iPhone web connection for one-time only fee of $14.99. In comparison, AT&T and Verizon offer iPhone tethering functionality for an additional $20 a month. Hello, Ginger.
Time Warner, I hate you with a passion.
Cut him. And of course, now given that Apple previously banned similar type apps, you think that iTether somehow slipped past the company's notoriously scrupulous approval process. But according to Tether.com, the Canadian company behind the app, Apple knew exactly what it was up to. Since we're very clear with Apple, we were very clear with Apple what our app did. They asked us a bunch of questions, then approved us. The company said this on their Twitter last night. It says, while it may seem like a killer deal, you do give up some tethering conveniences with iTether. The app only works over USB, and it doesn't allow any sort of Wi-Fi or Bluetooth tethering. The limitation likely led Apple to think iTether wouldn't compete with full-fledged tethering plans, but it's still annoying for anyone used to the freedom of wireless tethering. Since the app went live last night, iTether's homepage has been overloaded with traffic. Congratulations to you guys over there. As Macrumor is pointing out, the app also seems to authenticate with iTether whether you launch it, so the actual tethering service has been facing issues as well. Due to the insane demand they're receiving, Tether.com says it has added additional 20 web servers. Wow.
Wow.
Even if Apple approves of the iTether app, though, that doesn't mean that carriers will play nicely with it. Carriers can't stop the app from working, but they can certainly scrutinize users who end up using a lot of mobile data. So you got to be careful if you have a mobile, you don't have an unlimited plan, like myself, but I don't have an iPhone. So anyway, data used via the app will still count against your monthly allotment of mobile data. So it's wise to keep an eye on your bandwidth limits as well. Sounds interesting, app, but yeah. Good luck to y'all. I don't have those issues. I am free in all the ways I should be free with myself.
See, that sounds hot.
Right.
We're going to need pictures of that. Okay.
So what were you telling us about this MMO? Because we were all...
I was going to say there was a new MMO I read about somewhere. I don't remember the name of it now. Anyway, it was supposed to have like 3 or 4 factions, never-ending PvP, just like Dark Age of Camelot. And if anybody else heard of it, if you don't remember me talking about it, please remind me what it was so I can find it again. We talk about too many games.
We play too many games.
We do. Alright, so Ubisoft developer blames piracy for no PC port of I Am Alive.
You haven't even released the game yet, and you're already saying there will be no PC port? Really, people?
Ubisoft, y'all are just some lazy bastards. Right, so it seems like everyone simply misunderstood last week when I Am Alive creative director, I'm going to kill your name, Sansalas Metra, said that the survival game wouldn't be coming to the PC because of piracy. In an interview with Inc. Gamers, Metra said that piracy makes porting a game to the PC financially difficult for publishers and developers. What he said, or what Metra said, was, "We've heard loud and clear that PC gamers are complaining about there being no version for them. But are these people just making noise because there's no version or because it's a game they actually want to play? Would they buy it if we made it? It's hard because there's so much piracy and so few people are paying for PC games that we have to precisely weigh it up against the cost of making it. Hello, I mainly play PC and I will buy games. I don't know if I'll buy yours just because, you know, you're talking crap."
You know, in all honesty, if they decided to, say, release it, this is one of those times, if you're concerned, release it digitally. Make it where it's Steam only, Steam and on live.
Mm-hmm.
I would play it because that's the only way I'd be able to run I'm Alive. And sometimes I'm in here and I want to be able to sit and work and play something. We like to multitask. I would get it. And I'm looking forward to this. I remembered this game. You showed it to me, I don't know, how many years ago? It wasn't even this past E3. It was like 2 E3s ago. Or maybe even 3, and I remember...
Before I was around, so...
Yeah, so I'm... You know there's some people out that are waiting. We're hardcore. We'll play it if we're remembering it, and we are, because the trailer was that compelling. So why are you asking stupid questions, Ubisoft? Obviously, we will do it. But, you know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, but apparently, because it'll take 12 guys 3 months to port the game to the PC,
so
they say it costs too much, especially if only 50,000 people will buy the game that way.
You know what? All I'm going to say is, after all this hoopla that you're putting forth, it better be good.
Yeah.
That trailer better not be the epitome of the game. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
People.
He's backpedaling now. He says, I would love to really see a PC build of the game, and I don't think I meant to say the game won't happen on PC. He says it's probably an English language miscommunication. That is a nice excuse, but having read your previous statement, I don't think there was any room for any other kind of miscommunication there. You understood what was being asked. You answered the question. Now you are backpedaling because PC people were like, you know what? Screw you. We don't want your game anyway.
Lies.
Yeah. All right. So, but for the rest of you, it is coming to the PlayStation Network and the Xbox Live Arcade sometime next year.
And that's all we get is sometime next year.
Yes.
Maybe. Because we may push it to 2013 because we'll have to now come up with a port. All right, here's an interesting tidbit. The Star Wars MMO. Well, LucasArts is saying, this is all us. Don't even look at EA. Wow. According to GI.biz this morning, the outspoken activist CEO Bobby Kotick has cast doubt of profitability of rival publisher EA's MMO Star Wars The Old Republic. He said Lucas is going to be the principal beneficiary of the success of Star Wars, and this is what he told Reuters at their media summit. He says, we've been in business with Lucas for a long time, and the economics will always accrue to the benefit of Lucas. So I don't really understand how the economics works for Electronic Arts. BioWare are developing the multiplayer title with release scheduled for, yes, as soon as December 20th. Please keep your hands above the desk and keep your drooling biz on, cover your clothes. So if you look at the history of people investing in an MMO and achieving success, it's a small number, Kotick added. He also addressed recent issues with the supply of Skylanders, the game that comes with – wait a minute, lost my place, child – that comes with toys, with American stores selling out last weekend. Retailers across the board are concerned that they will be out of inventory well before Christmas, he explained. There's nothing we can do because they are made offshore, and we can't get products made that quickly. Activision has also found recent, if unsurprising, success with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, grossing about $775 million in just 5 days. Skylanders, I know very little about. They're saying kind of like, what if Nintendo did this with Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's real toys that go. Is it the one with the – somebody look it up. We need Ben. Is what we need. Ben, look this up.
Ben, we miss you.
Ben, look this up. We need you to look this up.
Yes.
Because I don't want to right now. My eye is itchy.
Why is your eye itchy?
I don't know.
Right?
There's too many kitties in one room yesterday.
Yes.
I can't handle all that fur at one time. It's just overwhelming.
Right, so apparently Nintendo is aiming some 3DSs at us girls, because you know we all love pink, right?
Well, that's my mailbox. I'm sure there's an email from them. If it's pink, they always want to give it to us. And we'll take it. It's not a problem.
Yeah, you go ahead. You send that right on over to me. Nintendo keeps everyone bundled up for the holidays. Nintendo has a number of video game value bundles on the market already. In the spirit of the holiday shopping season, it seems like a good time to introduce a few more. On the 4th of December, Nintendo will launch a new bundle featuring a pink Nintendo 3DS portable system and either the Nintendogs and Cats French Bulldog and New Friends or Nintendogs and Cats Toy Poodle and New Friends software. The limited edition bundles will be available at a suggested retail price of $169.99 in the U.S., the same price as the standard Nintendo 3DS system. That's actually not bad. These new bundles join the already extensive list of impressive limited edition bundles that are now available. Each one is sure to find a recipient on everyone's shopping list. All right, so what other bundles do we have? We've got a Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword bundle containing the just launched game of the Wii system, a gold-colored Wii remote, plus controller, and a CD with music from the series at a suggested retail price of $69.99. A flame red Nintendo 3DS system bundled with the just-launched Super Mario 3D Land.
That's the one I want.
Mm-hmm. That one's going to be at $199.99 in the U.S. A special edition Nintendo 3DS with the Hyrule Emblem and a golden-colored bundled with the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D game. At a suggested retail price of $199.99 in the U.S. And Finally, a metallic rose or midnight blue Nintendo DSi XL system bundled with Mario vs. Donkey Kong Miniland Mayhem at a suggested retail price of $169.99 in the U.S. And I've got pictures of the actual bundle for the Nintendogs up on GameNatrix.com if you want to head over and check that out.
And the wonderful thing about all that is, and we keep telling you guys every year, is Nintendo does not believe in price gouging. The prices that Ginger just announced is what it should be when you go to the store, minus the tax. So if you go there and they're saying it's $2.99, you just give us a little jingle, and we'll get over to Nintendo and point those people out. And they won't have any more bundles or anything else. Fun.
They will have the PP smacked.
They will have more than PP smacked. They will not be able to sell any more Nintendo products. Nintendo's very, very hardcore about that. Okay. Wish the other ones would take that same stance.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it easy to shop if you just know what I know what I'm paying when I go there. I don't have to look it up. Okay.
Exactly.
It's this price. Please.
And that way you don't have the whole everybody rushing to one store to try to get the lowest price. You can go wherever you want. Plenty of people have this. You can go shop calmly.
And not
okay.
pepper spray.
You don't need your mate. Yeah. People, seriously. And
well,
the people would just, like, ran away and let that lady get away with that. Yeah, I would have smacked her.
Smack her. She'd have been on the floor tackled.
You did not just spray pepper spray around me, woman.
Oh, God help the person that sprays pepper spray on me.
Especially, you know people were in there with their kids.
Yes.
How did no other mother or father, for that matter, just smack this woman?
That is exactly why she would have gotten tackled to the floor. There is babies up in here. There is babies. You just, bam, bam, man, please stop banging that woman's head on the floor. She just pepper sprayed me.
She's still conscious. She's all right.
Yes. She pepper sprayed me, and I can hardly even see her, so I don't know how much damage I'm doing, but hey, she should not have sprayed me. That's a no-no.
Exactly, exactly.
I will wipe eyes and cry later about the pain, but right now you are going down, sister. Okay. We have been griping about this for the longest, and as a matter of fact, we did do an interview with the ESRB some time ago, but computers crashed, and I have no idea what happened to the interview that they sent us. So, ladies and gentlemen at the ESRB, may I applaud you. Finally, the ESRB and CTIA have unveiled details of a previously teased voluntary rating system for mobile apps. It's about freaking time.
Wait, voluntary?
Voluntary. It needs to not be voluntary at this point.
Yeah.
I think they don't have the manpower to do it. But, again, that's what we're here for at ESRB. We told you, since I was one of the people that have come up with the original idea, I don't mind helping. Mm-hmm. With support from 6 major mobile service and hardware providers, but not mobile app leaders, Apple and Google, who's involved, the new system will let app developers fill out a questionnaire to instantly generate an age-appropriate rating from 6-plus to 18-plus. The process will be free of charge to developers for now. Ratings will take into account content such as violence, sex, language, substance abuse, as well as features such as the presence of user-generated content, location sharing, and third-party data sharing. The ESRB says it will routinely test the most popular applications to make sure the questionnaire-generated ratings are accurate and respond to user complaints by promptly adjusting ratings found to be unreliable. AT&T, Microsoft Sprint, T-Mobile, USA, U.S. Cellular, and Verizon Wireless will all offer support the new system under their various app stores and hardware, with each company announcing its own schedule for the rollout in the near future. The ESRB points out that the system will generate consistent ratings across participating storefronts, but those ratings won't yet reach into the most popular mobile markets, which is Apple's 500,000-plus app store and Google's 300,000-plus app Android market. Oh, wow. Apple's app store features its own rating system that evaluates age appropriateness on a range of 4-plus to 17-plus, while Google allows app developers to set their own optional ratings labels for submitted apps, both of which are stupid, I might add. We put a lot of effort into the Android Market's rating system, which now works well globally. This is from Google spokesperson. I cannot speak. Spokesperson Christopher Katsaros, he told the Bloomberg. He says, while we support other systems, we think it's best for Android users and developers to stick with Android's rating system. No, it is not, Christopher, because it needs to be uniform. Parents have too much to keep up with as it is.
Yes, it does need to be uniform. And I'm sorry, with this being voluntary, we've already seen it. What was it? Last week we weren't complaining, but people were rating their games a certain way over on Oh, hell, I can't even think of it now. Anyways, the point is, these developers are going to go in and rate their games and say, all right, this game is such and such, just so people will download it. They're going to highlight the good parts and not the parts that parents are going to want to know about.
You're speaking about Metacritic?
Yes, Metacritic. Thank you.
But a little different. This is I'm not so much worried about the big developers because they're not going to risk the liability. But let's just say me, because y'all know I'm playing around on the app market. What if I made some horrible thing? You know,
wasn't really thinking the large ones. I was thinking the smaller ones. They're going to go in and rate their games. They're going to say, oh, yeah, this game's fun. This game's great. This game
is rated
E. For children. It's perfect. Yeah, no, and you're going to get it in. It's going to be about chicken wow wow going on. And no.
And you may say, well, we'll catch it quick, but you won't for a while.
It's going to get past. It's been, yeah.
And the Android market, again, too much for parents to keep up with now. And you have to think now we also have people downloading. They're downloading the apps everywhere. Okay, they have apps for Starbucks. What if somebody at Starbucks is trying to download something, just standing in line? You know, say they think if they're downloading the Starbucks app and they accidentally download, you know, a game, and for all their intents and purposes, it looks fine. Maybe they know the ESRB's rating system. They don't know Android, because, honestly, I never pay any attention to it. And Apple also has their own little rating system, but I never really noticed it because we've grown accustomed to seeing the ESRB version. I know what those mean when I see them without having to read anything, because they've been mostly enforced. They've not done a great job. If you've heard us complain here before, we sound them about stepping up. But I don't know what your 4 and what is your 4 plus and 17 plus mean? Does 17 plus mean there's some sex or not sex, or, you know, are people cutting up people and eating them? I mean,
yes, exactly.
Why you need to stick with you need to probably start switching over to ESRB. This is not a good idea.
No.
Android people, I'm not impressed. You either Apple, get with the program, people.
Yes. Get with the program.
All right, Ginger, what you got?
I have got so much news today, at least compared to yesterday. It's kind of crazy. All right. Some of you, GameStop pre-order for Deadliest Warrior Ancient Combat includes 2 exclusive TV episodes from the Spike TV hit series. And we talked about this game a while back. The original producer of it sat down, wasn't it?
I believe so.
345 Games announced today that GameStop customers who pre-order the upcoming Deadliest Warrior Ancient Combat video game will receive 2 additional full episodes of Spike TV's hit multi-platform series, Deadliest Warrior, at time of purchase. The bonus content will include 1 episode never previously released on Blu-ray or DVD. Pre-orders for the Deadliest Warrior Ancient Combat on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and, just the PlayStation and Xbox 360 will be available from now until January 9th, 2012. Only customers who pre-order the game will receive the bonus episodes. Deadliest Warrior Ancient Combat is a disc-based video game TV show hybrid based on the successful Spike TV series Deadliest Warrior, which pits 2 of the most feared warriors civilization has ever known against each other. The game combines exclusive TV show content with 2 wildly popular downloadable console games, Deadliest Warrior the Game and Deadliest Warrior Legends. The video game includes all previously released downloadable content packs along with new game features. It also features all the characters and weapons from both previous games and 6 full episodes of Deadliest Warrior. Additional game content includes 2 DW Ancient Combat, includes a graveyard playable arena, and 30 new weapons for the DW Legends Warriors, including Lockhaber Axe for William Wallace, and a Monk Spade for Sun Tzu, and a Sangha Battle Axe for Shaka Zula. The game will be fully compatible for the online play. The game will be fully compatible for online play with all versions of the game. All right, so it is rated immature by the ESRB, since we were just talking about them. It'll launch January 10th, 2012, at a MSRP of $29.99 at North American retailers everywhere. But if you want these extras, you got to get it from GameStop.
You know what? It would help if I was not
muted.
Muted, yeah. Sometimes
I'm sure they enjoy hearing me sing, but you know, hey.
You have such a lovely voice.
Yes, totally right.
Completely lovely.
Yeah.
I had a hard time keeping my hands above the desk.
What happened?
Well, you guys have been, quite a few of you have been playing Castleville with me, and it's interesting. But there is a new report.
That doesn't sound good.
You notice I've only played it a couple of times. Usually when it's good, then I play for a while. Could you just hear that? Kit Natrix is yowling in there. Okay.
Oh,
anyway.
No, I didn't hear anything.
She wants out. I got to go, y'all. No, okay. Anyway.
Mommy Atrix can't take it.
My heart hurts. Okay, so Zynga is the new report regarding Castleville. A new report from analyst firm Cohen & Company suggests that while social games giant Zynga has seen great success from its latest release, Castleville, the decline in users for its other titles has offset much of the potential growth. Castleville launched earlier this month. I know quite a few of you have been playing along with me. And 2 weeks after its release, had already reached 17.4 million users, making it the sixth biggest game on Facebook in terms of audience size. Yeah, I got a whole Lisp thing going. Cohen's Doug Krutz, is it Krutz? I'm sorry, Doug, notes that the title has achieved success and is currently now tied for second place with Farmville, with 6.9 million DAUs apiece. However, the report explains that despite the increase in users, November has to be a disappointment for the company due to a decline in users for its other titles. Zynga's other nine major Facebook titles saw a collective decline of 1 million DAUs in 2 weeks before Castleville's launch. In the 2 weeks that followed, they saw further DAU decline of 2.8 million. Krutz suggests that current Zynga gamers are simply moving from old Zynga games to new ones, rather than the game picking up brand new players or these current users playing multiple Zynga games at once. He also notes that while DAU growth for Castleville has 6 million in its first week, the increase during week two is only 900,000 in comparison. The report also adds to the growing concern over Zynga's future. Other recent reports suggest that Zynga employees were treated badly, which we told you about yesterday, while elsewhere it's noted that one of Zynga's latest games, Mafia Wars 2, has fallen relatively flat with players dropping from a high of 2.5 million monthly users after its October launch to a current mark of 900,000. You know why? Because... Mafia Wars 2 is actually very good, the concept, and it looks like I don't know who did it first, Gunshine or them, but Gunshine has the whole full PvP thing, and they don't do like Zynga likes to do. You need five friends to complete this. No. You go in, you play, and you shoot some people, and you're happy. You don't have to have five friends to help you complete your gun.
That's awesome. I hate having to do that.
It's annoying. I mean, and there are things where they require you to have some. We don't require you to have friends. They give you the option. You can have this Kevlar vest that's shaped like an onion now by inviting five friends, or by the time you get to this level, you will have earned it, which I'm all for.
Yes, yes, and I will earn that, thank you, because I'm not going to pester my friends over and over and over.
I feel a lot of these people that do the games on Facebook, you really need to embrace the whole ads thing. One of the games that did so well for so long, although it was not, it's not a fantastic game, was Sorority Life. Sorority Life is so, you know, first round Facebook game if ever there was one, and the reason why it's retained a lot of its people for so long, I think it's starting to die off now, but the reason why it retained so many people is because they didn't make you, you know, have to ask friends for everything. They'd say, okay, you can invite these 10 people, or if you watch this trailer, then we'll give you this anyway. And I don't mind watching a trailer. I can get up, go get a drink, and let it roll.
Yes.
And the people get, you know, the game is paid for by the ad, so take a note, Zynga. You guys are going to lose out. Somebody's going to come along, or they already have come along and blown you out of the water, because Gunshine is actually a very good game. I haven't gotten to play much. Some chick ate me up in PvP the other day, but hey. I know your name. That's the other thing I like. You add people to your list. You're on my list, chick. I'm coming for you.
See, I actually had a list when I played Dark Age of Camelot. I had a list. It was written down right next to my computer. I remembered exactly why I was going to kill you.
And that is why Ginger and I get along, because I kept a list for City of Heroes. I would go, if I had a low character and I was asking nicely not to kill steal, you all know what that term means.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't listen. I would probably write down their name, and I go get my level 50. and I would follow them from zone to zone. And that's another glitch that they, I don't know if they fixed it in City of Heroes. You could find people if you really wanted to find where they were going. Like if they went to catch the train to go somewhere, it would tell you, you could find out exactly where they were going. So as soon as they get there, I'd be waiting for them when they get off the train. They'd be like, how does she keep minding me? They try to kill something, I kill their whole mob in one shot. Psh, no, you don't get any XP today.
Not today. I don't think so. Do not think so.
Mess with me. I think I still have that list somewhere around here. I do. I still got my list somewhere around here. Some of you are still not safe. As soon as I go back in, I'm finding you. You won't even know what happened or why. Why are you attacking me? Because I can.
See, I actually met my best friend ever, or at least gaming friend ever that way. He killed Stilt, and I was like, hey, what are you doing? You're taking my mobs. And he was like, oh, you look like you needed help. He was brand new. He thought he was protecting the pretty little wizard. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And we ended up becoming friends, and like, yeah, we still talk. And that's been years ago now.
We don't need no help.
No, I was a fire wizard. I did not need any help. Thank you.
That's right.
No. All right, so actually I was talking about this game a little bit just a minute ago. I was asking if anybody else got into the open beta, and now I've got the press release for it. Dragon Soul open beta launched, start of the worldwide PvP challenge. Nyonga has just launched the open beta phase of its highly anticipated free-to-play PvP MMORPG Dragon Soul, which is at DragonSoulOnline.com if you want to sign up. The right to rule the Eight Kingdoms will be hard-fought as players prove their might as a warrior, hunter, mage, or assassin. I rolled an assassin, by the way. The Dragon Soul realm lies broken and in shambles. For now, one can survive by mere weapon skill and some luck. But as the kingdoms grow, leaders must rise. To be the king, you will need to be strategic. You'll need to be cunning. And if that doesn't work, you'll need to make believers out of your enemies with a blade. Oh, that's going to be me right there. Over 1,000 quests, adventurers will be immersed into a unique background story inspired by Asian mythology while mastering the four character classes. All right, so we've got a couple of features here. Highly dynamic politics system imbued with spite, malice, greased with gold. Numerous skill systems with over 1,000 different combinations. 52-plus extensive maps, zones, and dungeons. More than a pet, more than an ally. Over 100 pets await to take your side as you stride into battle. Let loose the paws of fury. Mounted combat. Mounts can be used in combat and offer space for up to 4 players. That's so hot. Even though players might not know some of... You'll have to forgive me. This is kind of translated awkward. Even though players might not know some parts of the impressive feature set from other MMO games, Dragon Soul expands the gameplay experience by adding some very innovative and unique features to its setting. The Battle Assistant, for example, gives the player the opportunity to automate fighting for some time. And the Reliable Quest Tracker is the key feature to find and solve the enormous number of quests available in Dragon Soul and advance quickly. I did like that playing that yesterday. And if I read this right, this whole... being king is not just them talking. You can actually be the king of your realm.
Uh-oh.
You can be the financial advisor of your realm.
Oh,
you
it's can... on. Send me
yes.
the link. Send me the link. It's home.
Yes. So this sounds kind of cool. And like I said, I'm in it. So give me a holler. It's Ginger. You know, you'll find me.
I love that. That is nice.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me the people in Japan are not fans of the Kinect. Ginger, are you sending me prawn? Oh, there she is. Yeah, look, she is. I asked her to. She's quick, y'all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So despite being the fastest-selling consumer electronic device of all time, Microsoft's Kinect gaming device has struggled to make an impact on the Japanese market during its first year on sale. Japanese sales to date have totaled only 114,000 units. And this is according to figures reported by Andrea Song. This report represents less than a 10% uptake on the device amongst the Japanese 360 user base. Kinect's strongest month in Japan, ironically, was last year in December when it sold about 43,200 units. But over the past 6 months, sales have dropped to an average of less than 3,000 per month. Jermaine, don't even know anybody named Jermaine. Come on. Japan remains a strategic market for Microsoft and is still one of the largest video game markets in the world, but it's not surprising given that I cannot talk today. I give up. Given that Microsoft's hardware has always sold poorly in Japan, Chris Lewis, Microsoft's Vice President of Interactive Entertainment, spoke to Eurogamer recently about the company's struggles in the Japanese market, but he remained upbeat about the future of Kinect in Japan, saying that Nintendo, particularly with the Wii, have opened up a market opportunity there. We've leapfrogged that handheld technology with Kinect. No, you haven't, dear. of their own body without worrying about having to work how to work a controller. So we see ourselves as, frankly, a company that does bring an awful lot of firsts, and we've enjoyed fabulous success with the Kinect. These disappointing first-year hardware figure sales don't support this vision of a bright future for Kinect in Japan, though, and the first-year Kinect software sales figures are equally disappointing. Only Kinect Adventures sold more than 25,000 units, and that's because it came bundled with the Kinect system. Supposed system sellers such as Dance Central and Kinectimals here in the U.S., came in with just a sales of 8,690 and 5,350, respectively. The highly rated Child of Eden, created by Tetsuya Mizuguchi, I'm sorry if I ruined your name, the man behind such classic titles as Rez and Space Channel 5 and Sega Rally Championship, didn't even make the top 10, meaning it sold less than 3,470 units. The top 10 Kinect games in Japan over the last 12 months have been Kinect Adventure, Forza Motorsport, Dance Evolution, Kinect Sports, U-Shaped Fitness Evolved, Dance Central, Kinect Animals, New Brain Training, Sonic Free Riders, and Fighters Uncaged. While worldwide sales of the Kinect hardware have been strong, and by the way, those numbers are extremely low for all those games. the hardware, of course, has been strong. They've sold over 10 million units so far. There are concerns that 8 million of those came with the first 2 months of release. I'm going to tell you the biggest complaint, and you can go over and check out this study at Andrea Song and also over at VentureBeat and Eurogamer. There are several different places we pull that from. The reason being is that the average Japanese home is not as large as they are here. A lot of Japanese gamers, what I saw complaints was that they can't see them. You know, they don't have enough space.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a huge den, so I can be everywhere. But a lot of people, even some people here in the U.S., if you live in New York and you kind of, you know, you guys know some New York apartments are not that large, you don't have the space for the Kinect, and you have to be so far away from it before it can see you. Mm-hmm. That is why Nintendo still has you guys beat there in Japan, because you can be as close to it or as far away as you want to be. It can still see you. You can still play your game. So that's a problem, Microsoft. You didn't plan for your Japanese market, the space that they have available to them. But that's the biggest complaint I saw from day one when it was released there. It's just not enough space. All right. We are on the other – we're about to be on the other side. And I think my screen is frozen, so you guys won't get – no. There we go. We got some music for you. So anyway, guys, you know where to find us, GamerGirlsRadio.com, GamingMatrix.com. Yes, we're still updating the site. Do not panic if you're clicking on things and it's not working. It's not you. It's us. We're fixing things. You know how we girls like to do.
Yes.
And, of course, we will see you on the other side of our break. Make sure you download and listen. We always have some interesting news. Let me try not to scare Ginger this time with the music. Is that better, Jen?
That is better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, you'll see.
Oh, you like funny, I need to put up my Asian chicks pictures. She's going to be my feature tonight. I'm going to have a bunch of people on going to run through. And we do have a topic tonight. I just haven't posted it. Oh, curse you, Kittenatrix. All right.
It's so cute, though. You can't be mad at that. That's just too adorable.
If you're following us on Facebook, you probably saw her Saturday because I was snapping photos while I was there. So, yay.
Oh, she's so cute.
So, Ginger, do you have some news to share with people while we go into
it? Oh, I do. All right. Four story in-game auction event, because I know a lot of y'all seem to be playing this game. Yeah. Zimmy Interactive, Korea's leading, don't care about that, service provider of famous free-to-play MMO Four Story, has announced the news of a coming in-game auction event. New in-game auction will be held for 1 month starting tomorrow. There will be a bunch of cash armors out in the in-game auction NPC. Those armors will be 39 performance level items, the best armor in the game. What's more, they will be purchasable using in-game money. All 30 items will be sold through in-game auction NPC. The event is an honorary event for the upcoming, for the coming of the in-game cash item sales. According to one of the development plans of Four Story, presented by the Four Story PM Shin Hyun Ho, there will be an NPC in each capital of Broa, Defujol, and Croxion designated to selling cash items. The price will depend on the market price for the Indindros, which is 8 rune for 100 Indindros coin at the current moment. Therefore, one potion of fortune, which is 199 cash points, will be about 15.92 runes. All right, so if you're interested in this, head over to global.fourstory.com.
Yay! Boo!
Yeah.
Okay, I got to get this one to load up for me, so you guys bear with me, but you developer types will really, really like this. It has to do with the Havoc engine, I believe, that little engine that we often talk about here.
Yeah?
Yeah, and my PC is frozen, so I'm on the other one, just so I can make sure I get it loaded up for you. That's if it will load up. Come on, you! I blame this on Kittenatrix. It's all her fault.
Yes, it's all Kittenatrix's fault.
Mm-hmm.
She's just too cute.
That's why she's going in a box. Cat pie.
No, cat pie.
I can't make cat pie?
No.
Why can I not make cat pie?
Because she is much too cute to be cat pie.
That's exactly why she needs to be cat pie.
No.
Oh, come on. This press release doesn't want to load. I hate when they send big, huge things over. It's like, I am not loading for you, whatever.
Yes, I agree. People, stop sending things that big. We love y'all. We really do. The pictures are beautiful, but we can't use them if they are too big.
I don't even need the pictures, honestly. Okay, so here we go. These lovely people, Havoc, Caltrix, and TerraSim, are showcasing their new commercial solutions for next-gen serious games for military training. Havoc's proven simulation technologies include highly scalable physics destruction, procedural animation, scripting, navigational AI, yes, I'm running all that together, and cutting-edge 3D visualization. By collaborating with leading partners Caltrix and TerraSim, Havoc is planning to ensure existing industry standards, content, workflow, and connectivity all to integrate seamlessly, allowing them to offer the most effective, high-fidelity 3D visualization and simulation capabilities available. That's right. I said all of it. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Havoc's technology is currently being used to develop and prototype high-quality simulation environments for tactical training, MOUT, operator training, driver training, 3D mission training, as well as creation of highly realistic character avatars and vehicle simulation. Caltrix LVC game, the leading DIS, I know none of this means anything to some of you, but you military folks are following me perfectly, aren't you? The leading DIS/HLA linkage for live, virtual, constructive, and serious game interpolability is now integrated with the Havoc Vision Engine. With LVC game, training applications based on Havoc Vision Engine have out-of-the-box connectivity with a wide variety of what that all boils down to is better training for our military folk. And I'm very excited because Havoc makes awesome. We've had some awesome games come out of not actually awesome games, but awesome things have been done in games with the Havoc engine. All these lovely explosions and things that you see in games and the physics, the ragdoll physics, all that kind of started by the Havoc engine. These people have been awesome.
That is awesome.
And TerrAscend, of course, is they're kind of hinting that they might be government-owned, so we're not going to say any more about them than that. But if you really want to look at it, you can go over to TerrAscend.com. Of course, you can also check out the Havoc engine at HavocSimulation.com. I don't believe they'll let you have a copy unless you got, you know, $30,000, $40,000. But, hey, go ahead, check it out. You might be one of those people that end up making stuff for, you know, for the government. You never know.
That would be cool. That'd be really cool.
Be very cool. I'm just hoping they don't pick me up. I'm being very careful about what I'm putting up on the marketplace. I did not put anything up, thank God, but I'm telling you people, if you see anything pop up with our name on it, it says Gamernatrix or it says Gamer Girls Radio, do not, for the love of God, download it. I'm telling you. Unless you do not want your phone. I've already warned you several times. Steer clear. I'm just playing. I'm playing around. I'm having some good times.
You know what? And that's what it's worth. All right. Ooh, this is kind of interesting. Skyrim first Western game to get perfect score in Famitsu.
Ooh, that is very, very nice.
Uh-huh. Bethesda Softworks' newest open-world single-player RPG, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, has managed to do what no Western game has ever done before, get a perfect score in Japan's most popular and prominent magazine, Famitsu. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim has become the first Western game to receive a perfect 40 out of 40 review score in the Japanese magazine, pulling off with games like Grand Theft Auto 4, Red Dead Redemption, L.A. Noire, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, and Call of Duty Black Ops, Gears of War 3, and FIFA 12 could not do. It's certainly a major milestone if you consider that it's also the first Western RPG to gain some real attention in a region dominated by AAA Japanese franchises, such as Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy. Skyrim is also the 17th title to receive a perfect score, joining such games as Zelda Ocarina of Time, Final Fantasy XII, and Nintendogs. Whatever you think of Skyrim, obviously some users have had to deal with numerous bugs and glitches since launch, Skyrim has certainly managed to make some history. It's all I'm hearing about with most of my gaming friends. It's Skyrim this and Skyrim that. I'm really kind of feeling left out here.
We're sorry.
I know.
We do love you.
No, y'all don't.
It's not our fault. You know, you guys red boxes near you.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Go pick up one at the red box. Come and play. All right. I am not sure, but it looks like On Live might have a little bit of competition, so to speak. Game development software company Transgaming Today announced a monthly subscription game bundle for its GameTree TV platform. It's an on-demand gaming platform for French consumers that can be used directly through existing set-top boxes. Ooh, On Live. And they are a cloud gaming service. GameTree was launched earlier this year with 25 titles at release, including, get this, Bejeweled, Plant vs. Zombies,
Zombies
and World of Goo. Users can choose to pay a small fee to rent a game for a single day or a week, or pay full price for unlimited plays. You can't. Yeah, you can do that at online. Exact same thing. And they might be a little cheaper. The new GameTree TV Game Pass will be launching. What is it? Tomorrow's the first, yeah? No, tomorrow's the 30th. Okay, so in 2 days, and we'll provide subscribers with a bundle of 12 games for a monthly fee of 4.99 euros. That's delicious. I'm wishing I was over there with you guys. 12 games available will change on a monthly basis, and Transgaming suggests that this service will help drive greater adoption of the whole GameTree TV initiative. Lewin, president of Transgaming, said GameTree TV's new monthly subscription service, Game Pass, delivers incredible value to our consumers who now have more ways than ever to access our great game titles. Our approach is to provide our consumers with flexible transaction options to enjoy the broad selection of world-class content we are delivering through our best-in-class user experience. Cloud gaming service OnLive, yeah, provides a similar service to GameTree TV and launched in the UK earlier this year. However, it is not yet available in other regions of Europe. So the fight is officially going to be on December the 1st.
Very nice. Very nice. We love us some fights.
Also, I want to let some of you know that are looking for a job. And you can probably find this on our couple. Yes, a job. You can find this on our boards, probably around several places, but make sure you check through our boards first. They are hiring over at Red 5 Studios. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing some next gen online platforms, some cloud stuff, some web front ends, some web back ends, some HTML5 design, working on a game called Firefall. So you might pop over. Check that out.
Ooh,
if you're looking for a job.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I could do that. Look like I have time. No. No. I would like to, but no. We got about 4 minutes. Yeah, it's not, man. She can squeeze up.
I do. Iran bans Battlefield 3. Iran has banned Battlefield 3 from being sold in the country because it depicts a U.S. military assault against the city of Tehran using tanks and aircraft. The news comes from Iranian IT Magazine. All computer stores are prohibited from selling this illegal game, said an unnamed deputy with the Security and Intelligence Division of Iran's police in a statement carried by the Azerirabat Weekly. I probably said that wrong. A Tehran-based IT union has also warned all shops that sell games to abide by the ban. This is the first time an official ban on the game was reported, but some computer store owners said that they never stocked the game in the first place because they anticipated the crackdown on it. A shop owner who requested his name not be used told the Associated Press, "I do not have any copies of the game." He adds that Iranian police overseeing public places have raided some shops and arrested owners for selling the game secretly, even before the ban became public. The Fars news agency further adds that the game has prompted an online protest by a group of Iranian youth. "We understand that the story of a video game is hypothetical, but we believe the game is purposely released at a time when the U.S. is pushing the international community into fearing Iran," the group said, in an online petition. That petition has 5,000 signatures. You know, that's a whole other topic. I go down that one. Yeah.
Don't do it, Ginger. Don't.
One of those things y'all got to protest, but you know what? Y'all are raiding people before the ban even went into effect. So, hey, just saying.
Well, I wish I could be surprised. Well, you know, it's different for them over there. They take their media serious. I have no idea why. It's like, yeah, look over there, and I like the whole honorable thing. You guys love your, you know, your culture or whatever. But at the same time, sometimes just let your people enjoy life. It's not like
you're
not here
yes.
for very long as it is. So, Anyway, it's time for us to get out of here, people. Yes, we still have 2 minutes, but I don't have a 2 minute long story. So make sure you pop back by tonight. We'll be doing some Pixinies to talk about some virtual clothes and whatnot. And I will be unveiling my lovely, lovely kitten girl. She'll be probably the next 2 hours. I must go and take care of the kitten.
I started something, by the way. I got to tell you about that later. See if I still have the note card even.
Ooh, I did?
There seems to be an influx of Asian skins all of a sudden.
I don't think I started that.
I think you totally started that.
I think you're just noticing them more. But my girl is pretty. And I've already revealed the price point, but I'll reveal it again later tonight just so I can rub it in you and Snow's face because...
she will too.
Because I did that upright. Okay, we'll see you guys later.
Damn.
Girls. Mwah!